Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and engaged and involved. That's the big thing for me. Get engaged, get involved. So that you have some information to work with. Don't you agree? Kind of doing some of the stories from the week. I shouldn't say kind of, but we'll be doing a couple of stories from the week to talk about. We've got a lot happening, a lot to tie up. You know, I think the whole idea is going to keep us so confused, so off our feet, you know, off balance, I should say, that we won't respond or be able to respond back to anything. We'll be too busy. You know? Isn't it funny how one of the most prestigious, somebody sent me, you know, what do you think? You should put that in the subject line sometimes because I don't get the question right away. What do you think? Funny how the media, when it came to Hillary's emails, they weren't interested. When it came to Hunter's emails, again, they weren't interested. Dr. Fauci's emails. Nah, I can't be bothered. Right? But when Trump's anything was leaked, email, some kind of text message, some kind of message of any kind, an inner memo, they were all over it. Because there wasn't a memo he wrote that wasn't bad, terrible, horrific, whatever. Not that I believe that, you know what I'm saying. And they don't realize, maybe they do and they just don't care, but that stuff like that, that they don't, we know what's going on. They don't affect us anymore. We know how corrupt you are. And you haven't stopped being corrupt. That's the funny thing about it. We have, as they say, pegged you. We have your number and you still don't care. Which is all right because I think it shows, I think technically it shows you truly how much they just don't like you. I'd say hate, but hate's a pretty strong word. I don't want to do that to anybody. You know? Joe Biden's America that he's so excited about, which I think is really funny. And to give you some comparisons, right? Just the cost of lumber. In 2020, 1,000 feet of lumber board, that's how they sell it, was a little over $300. Same time in 2021, we're up to $1,500. Wait to see where the prices of new homes goes. A gallon of gas? Now, we never had it this low in California. We got pretty darn close. We were almost $2 a gallon in 2020. In 2021, they say $3. Ours is up to $5. I haven't been anywhere where it's below $4.70. A ton of wheat in 2020 sold for $183. In 2021, it sells for $250. A ton of coal went from $39 in 2020 to $80 in 2021. and a bushel of corn doubled. Went from 340 to about 680. And now we're hearing the price of oil, gasoline slash oil is going to go up again. Wow. And most of that probably because of the way the way we're dealing with this stuff. And it's Joe Biden. They know he's not going to push back. Come on. Anybody really believe he's going to push back on anything? Just asking. What else was there? God, I keep forgetting. You guys can see my screen. I got so many stories up here that I want to get to that I know I won't. But I'm going to try. Yeah, we should give a dollar to the Matt Walsh fund, right? The one that he put up for AOC's grandmother. Maybe that'll wake her up or rattle her a little bit. When it comes to your kids at school, this is funny because I had two or three parents approach me. And they didn't have any kids in school, and they were saying, you know, we don't even know how to get involved. We don't have kids in school. We don't know what we can do. We don't know how we can make a difference. You know what? You stay on the backs of the school council and the school board members. The education council, education board, whatever you want to call it. And you let them know, but be specific about it. Have the specifics of what you want to discuss, what you want them to change, and why. Bring proof with you. Don't say, because I just feel that way. That's what I think should be done. Because that won't help your cause. That's an emotional outbreak, and we know you're emotional about your kids. Right? But you want to make sure that you get the facts out. Because the board can act on facts. They can move staff to do certain things if you bring them proof or you bring them statistics they can work with. And that's what you want to do. You want to start building relationships. You know, people constantly ask me, I don't know anybody on the board. How do I get something done? Well, go out of your way to meet the people on the board. Find out what functions they're going to be at, where they're at, you know, even the school board functions. Introduce yourself to them. Say, look, I am extremely interested in carpentry, okay, and maybe teaching or even just watching a carpentry class. Can you do anything for me? They'll get to know you after a while. Really? You almost nothing came out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll have to talk about it on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You're back. 55 Real Joey, 55-733-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Be involved in the conversation, seriously. I want you involved in the conversation, which means you have to get up off your butt, off the couch, and do something. When you're listening to my conversation or somebody else's, it really doesn't much matter. As long as you're getting real information, okay? You know, you can't make this stuff up. You couldn't write a sitcom about this. Can you imagine sitting back and going, okay, got this idea. There's a state. We're going to call it the state of whacked. All right? And let's just say the legislators are all hippie types. I'm trying to make them as crazy as I can, okay? And they've decided that, you know, the best thing they could do is allow total freedom. So they're gonna allow the use of all kinds of drugs. And you could make the people around the table go, that would never fly. Nobody would ever believe that would happen. Well, It's happened. California Senate has passed a bill to legalize possession of hallucinogenics, or psychedelics, as they call them. California Senate approved it. Now, they're going to decriminalize drugs. One of the drugs is a date rape drug. And again, they say it's for recreational use. Who uses psychedelics for anything but recreational use? Because if it's for medicinal purposes for real, then a doctor can prescribe them to you. It's not that big of a deal. Right? They're talking about, you know, LSD, mescaline, mushrooms, and so much more. California Senate. And you know what? It wasn't little numbers. It was 21 to 16. Now, it doesn't criminalize the sale of any of these substances. You know, you're supposed to have a license. But does include the repeal of crimes related to the cultivation and transport. How does that work? So, well, you're not selling it, but you're making it. And watch this now. This is the crook in the back of my head, right? So it doesn't decriminalize growing it and then cultivating it and then taking it somewhere to be sold, I guess. So I could... Well, then I could charge maybe for delivery services. What do you think? Right? I could charge you to cultivate it, to grow it, to deliver it. Right? I love it. And I find it quite amusing. Now, the measure was introduced by State Senator Scott Wiener. This guy had to be hit in the head repeatedly by a baseball bat when he was a kid. Because he's got absolutely no common sense with the laws and the things that he puts forward. One of the laws where it is okay for an adult to have sex with young kids up to 10 years younger than them. Up to. I guess if you go to 11, yeah, that's not good. But there's no age limit at the other, basically there's no age limit at the other end. Now, they say it's 10 or 12. Can a 12-year-old give consent to have sex with a 22-year-old guy? Or vice versa. I don't know. It's nuts, isn't it? Santa Cruz, California, is already, and Oakland, they've already decriminalized the personal possession and use of some psychedelics. So, this group wants us to take them seriously. This is the group that has legalized pretty much marijuana for any kind of use. I know some of you don't agree with me, but young brains can't handle it. Doesn't work. This is the same group that has decriminalized sex with kids, as long as it's only a 10-year difference in age, right? This is the same group that is trying to legalize the use of controlled substances. But they're going to put shoot-up tents up in major cities so people have a clean, comfortable place to get high. Right? This is a place that has decided that at 12 years old, a girl can have an abortion without her parents knowing about it. They can decide. I mean, this is the party that believes and agrees that your child has a right to change their gender without you knowing about it in school. Right? And you can't stop them. I mean, I can go on and on. Think about how evil that is. The evil behind that. They don't see it that way. They think it's because they love and care about the kids, and kids should be allowed to express themselves. Right? That'll work out well. They tried that with Dr. Spock. They didn't work out well, did it? That man brought absolutely nothing to the table. His kids hated his guts, and yet they still hold him in high esteem as a child psychologist. Charlotte police reported a 210% increase in sexual assault against kids this year. Gee, there's a shock. You know, think about what we've done to these kids. We've taught them that really, that no life matters. You wonder why they go out and do the things that they do sometimes, but you can abort a baby after it's been born. The female has a right to stop the heart anytime they want to. We keep going down the list of things that we've taught these kids that, there's, again, life has no value. The Charlotte Police Department reported Thursday that they've seen a 210% increase in sexual crimes against children, as 31 have been reported in 2021 already, compared to 10 at the same time last year. Now, Detective Jessica Hall said that the increase in cases is likely due to delay in reporting, as kids don't have trust in adults in schools and other social settings around them. It's true. Very true. He went on to say, I believe that that's due to delay in reporting of assaults that occurred last year, when the children were with their abusers all day long. They're not safe to tell at that point. Now, kids were removed. There were kids that were removed last year due to COVID-19. They were removed from student activities. They were removed from school. Removed from places where they have a trusted adult around. They went on to say that a year goes on and she expects more and more kids who were in abusive situations during the pandemic to finally start letting adults know what was going on. I mean, seriously. Thank you, governors. What a great job you did. Joe Pacini, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. Biden will travel to Britain, Belgium, and Switzerland next week, primarily for the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall. He will be meeting with Johnson at the summit on June 10th and then the Queen at Windsor Castle on June 13th. Later, he'll move to Belgium and Switzerland. First Lady Jill Biden will accompany him on the trip. In Brussels, Biden will participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. Among the topics expected at the meeting, according to the White House, are future threats and effective burden sharing. This week, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged the alliance to engage in more effective pooling of resources. Biden will meet with Erdogan at the NATO summit. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You listen real time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. I'm sorry. I'm giggling because of something somebody sent me. And I'm afraid to even look at it. Joe Mazzini, your host, and I do appreciate the time you spend. Look, I just got this from someone who says, Matt, remember I was talking about the story earlier with Matt Walsh getting on AOC? And it's perfect because it's exactly the way the Dems operate. See, it's not their responsibility, even if they have the ability. It's not their responsibility to take care of themselves. They want the government to do it. They want you to do it. They want you and I to do it. They want us to come up with money, give it to the government, and they want the government to pay for all these issues that are happening. So for 3.5 years, AOC has been waiting on the government to fix her grandma's home in Puerto Rico that was damaged in one of the hurricanes. Not like the Puerto Ricans blew the money. I mean, the Puerto Rican government blew the money at all. Now, that had nothing to do with it. So Matt decided to start a GoFundMe. Right? Just to show them how it's done. See, you don't have to look at the government for everything. They don't have to wait for the money. So in 3.5 hours, they were able to raise almost $50,000. Matt says, this is how Americans do it. We don't wait for the government to save us. We take matters into our own hands. We get things done. The government will never get it done. When they get it done, it's three times as much money as anybody else. We saw that with building the wall. When we took it out of the hands of the government, we made it happen. We made it happen faster and for less money. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855, I love this stuff. 855-732-5563, Matt says that if they can't get a hold of her grandmother, or they can't get the money to her, they will give back the donations, but I can't imagine. I mean, there's got to be a way to find her. There's got to be somebody down there that would find her and let her know what was going on and explain how to get the money to her. But he's right. Look, why did it take a conservative to do that? Right, the liberals would have been pounding the door of the federal government going, come on, get the money down there. Get money to her. This woman is suffering. What do? We just get it done. That's how you're supposed to do it. Hey, that's a good idea. Somebody sent me a note. Says, now that the rainbow flag can be flown over government property, can't we start seeing crosses put back where they were removed and the Ten Commandments put back in courtrooms? Yeah, that would be a good idea, wouldn't it? Would that be true equality for all? What do you think? I like that idea. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, a UNICEF report now says, see, this is why I tell you how sick they are. A new UNICEF report says suggests that pornography exposure doesn't really harm children. You can find this up on PJ Media. An old producer of ours is now there at PJ, Gwendolyn Sims. Check her out. Writes some great articles. Did you know that online pornography really isn't bad for our children? That's according to a report released by the UN Children's Fund. You guys giving money to UNICEF. See, again, more money wasted. Exposure to pornography even makes some children feel happy. I know some adults it makes feel happy, too. Story for another day. What could be wrong with that? We want our children to be happy, right? This is how they think, though. You realize that, right? The report, Digital Age Assurance Tools and Children's Rights Online Across the Globe, they discuss the technical, legal, cultural, and policy uses of online age verification tools. Now, ultimately, the report concluded that online age verification tools warranted further study. And development as they are now, the age verification tools are ineffective at best and may intrinsically violate the rights of children at worst. So stopping it. So apparently a child, this is what I'm saying to you, they want to corrupt these children. They don't care what they see. They don't care what bothers them or doesn't bother them. Every child has a right to see pornography. The disturbing part was hidden in the conclusion of the section on pornography that asked, what's the evidence, risk, and harm? The section took it one step further and suggested that there may actually be no harm at all. The 2020 EU Kids Online study compared survey findings from 19 European countries and found that in most countries, most children who saw sexual images online were neither upset nor happy. They probably didn't know what they were looking at. Ranging from 27% in Switzerland to 72% in Lithuania. Between 10% and 4% were fairly or very upset. And between 3% of the children in Estonia and 39% in Spain reported feeling happy after seeing the images. Some children were not upset. Some children were feeling happy. Really? This is their evidence. This is how they work. If it makes a child feel... They've been doing this since, what is it, the 70s? Sex, drugs, rock and roll. If it feels good, do it. This is the mindset they had. This is what they were feeding us. Child sex trafficking is up. Sexual abuse on children is up. Sexual violence against children, up. Are you people for real? Do they care about anything? So the guidelines, right. My child was upset that I made her eat, chicken for dinner. But she wasn't upset at the banana split I gave her last night. So therefore, banana splits don't hurt them. We have loads of proof. Loads of studies done over the decades. That pornography harms both adults and children. Adults and children. Mysteriously, the UNICEF report was removed from its website soon after being included in a post from the Center for Family and Human Rights. The CFAM is a UN watchdog and research institution, and it keeps a close eye on the garbage that the United Nations puts out. Now, just as mysteriously, a newly edited version of the report appeared. Now, gone was some of the problematic information cited by CFAR. Most of the conclusions of the original report remained. Now, the UNICEF spokesman told the local news source that UNICEF's position is unequivocal, that no child should be exposed to harmful content online. See how they did that? Right? No child, come on, we know better than that. No child should be exposed to harmful content online. Okay, what about the pornography that is harmful to children? They wouldn't comment on it. They also wouldn't comment on the circumstances which led to the removal of the report from the website. Meanwhile, almost 500 child safety experts and advocates from across the world wrote a letter to UNICEF that despite the report's claim that there's currently no universal agreement on the nature and extent of the harm caused by children by viewing materials. Right? I mean, seriously. You need more information. It isn't common knowledge that exposing our children to pornography harms, or that it really, really grooms them for sexual predators, or exposes the sexually explicit content, is really a bad thing. So, as they see more and more, I mean, look at what the cartoons are doing. So as they see more and more of this stuff, as they see more and more of the what the drag queen stuff, right? So as they see more and more of this porn stuff, they become desensitized to it. It's no big deal. And it leaves the door open for them for sexual predators, doesn't it? There's nothing wrong with this. I see this on TV. There's nothing wrong with this. I saw this at the library. Right? The UNICEF report does admit, though, that some research demonstrates that access to pornography at a young age is linked to certain negative outcomes, but that evidence suggests that children exposed to a certain degree of risk help them build resilience. Oh, God. So, yeah, let's just expose them to everything. What do you think? It'll help them build resilience to everything. They'll be the strong men and women or cisgen or non-cisgen or gender non-conforming person we want. So I'm with senior host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Nah, we ain't done yet. Joe McHugh, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. I'll tell you what. I've said this for a long time, and I mean it. I think, my personal opinion, is if somebody sexually abuses one of my kids, or even my grandkids for that matter, or anybody in my family, I think the law should be, or the rule should be, that I get to spend 15 minutes alone in a room with the perpetrator. I can be held responsible for nothing I do to them, with the exception of taking their lives. I wouldn't take their life. Okay, so I can be responsible for nothing like that. And I get 15 minutes. What do you think? You guys in for that one? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Hey, people, it's not going to get any easier. All right? Look around. Pay attention to what's happening. And I'm just telling you, it's not going to get any easier. You saw the unemployment numbers. You see what's going on in the economy. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom guy. I'm just trying to be reality guy. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Make sure you get out in front of some of these things. You know, businesses, they're saying, oh, look, the economy's roaring back. I'm not so sure that it's true. Maybe in some places. Governor Newsom today decided, or was it yesterday or today, decided that just maybe, he's not going to lift all the restrictions like he said he was going to do on June 15th. And that he's still going to keep restrictions in place, and he may not remove masks for that matter. What do you think of that? It's irritating as heck because of what he's willing to do to maintain power, to make sure that, you know, we don't get the benefit of anything, really. And then you've got him, you know, pumping up the fact that he has a, what did he say, $93 billion. He said he had a $93 billion surplus. The problem is that none of this other stuff is accounted for. He also has $24 billion in debt. Yeah, the state unemployment fund alone. I think that number's wrong, though. I think it's $31 billion. Last time I did a check on it. That he owes, not him, but the state owes. So when do we get to see the real numbers as to what the state owes? You know, they love telling people how we're the fifth largest economy in the world, but that doesn't really mean anything when you owe more than what you're taking in, which it's exactly what the state's doing right now. Right? Well, when I say right, I know it to be truth. So again, back to what I was saying before, you know, in paying attention to what's going on around you and making sure you understand what's going on around you. Because seriously, if you don't make the right moves, you're not in at the right time, you're not doing the right thing, you're asking for trouble. I love the fact, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but I love the fact that they're not hitting their employment numbers like they said they wanted to. Right? You know that. They were looking for a million last month. Man, did they blow that one big time. And again today, the new jobs report, they missed that one big time. And it all, you know as well as I do, is all going to be blamed on Trump. Because even though he's been out, 4 months now, 5 months, whatever, 6 months, we just turned to the sixth. Even though he's been out, it's still his fault. Now get it right. Don't you know that? And crime, you know, crime has skyrocketed across the country, not just in Charlotte. And Charlotte police, remember something, that 210% increase was only for sexual assault against kids. It was not overall crime. Now, some of it, I think, you know, I was thinking about it during the break. Again, I'm not the crime expert. I know that. But all this stuff is being reported all at one time, and maybe that's what's doing it. I don't know. Right, some of the kids were able to return to school recently. The report said that by the end of May, 69%, or almost 70% actually, of K-12 students were going to school for in-person instruction every day. 28% were in hybrid models, and just about 2% were virtually only, according to, were at home, learning at home. Some places call it distance learning, some places call it, homeschooling. How many of you knew that homeschooling was illegal in this country at one time? I did not know that. I found out that the other night. I'm still swimming in my head with it. Who would have thought in a country like this, or in our country, that would have been something that was a major league no-no? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Fauci is in so much trouble. And, you know, he's at a point now where you can tell pretty much in every interview he gives, he is lying about how much money was there, what his involvement was, and all of that. And he can't keep his story straight, so that's a problem in and of itself. So I don't know what you're going to do or what we're going to do at some point in time to start calling these people on the carpet. This is why it's so important that you get involved with your local politics. It's so important that you make sure that you have the right people. And I know I keep repeating myself because I keep getting the emails asking me what you can do. Well, here's what you do. You find the people that are actually doing the job locally, doing the job at your school boards, water boards, city councils, and what have you. And you make sure they get to stay in those jobs. And then you find people to replace the ones that aren't doing their jobs, the ones that are leftist socialists, the one that would push CRT on your kids, critical race theory on your children. You replace those people. And you replace those people. You. You get together with others. You get that person out of that office. It's the only way you're going to fix this. If you sit around and think it's a lost cause, then it will be a lost cause. And your child will suffer for it. I mean, the Democrat Party has become one big ball of hypocrisy. Whether it comes to gender identity, transgenderism, whether it comes to what you get to teach the kids in school, what you don't, what is truth and what is false when it comes to history. And a lot of times they won't even give you facts to back up. They just say, well, I'm a teacher. I know better. I'm a researcher. I know better. Well, what's your research? What did you use? I want to see what you used for it. By the way, talking about the sheriff, somebody just sent me this. The sheriff's department has decided that it will start processing even more CCW permits due to less cops, more crooks, and less consequences. All on the new DA. Homicides are up 95% since the new DA got in. This is the socialist pushed by Soros. Rape, up. You think the women would be just out of their minds with this. Rape is up 8%. Aggravated assault, up almost 13%. This is since this guy took office. 6 months ago. They had a handle on things. They were doing pretty darn good. And then they wonder why, they wonder why people like me want to carry a gun, want to have a gun close at hand. If you watch what goes on television, if you see what's happening on TV, the real assaults that are happening, like I said to you, when you have these kids that are walking around, and I say kids, gang members, yeah, that's what I'm calling, I don't care if it's BLM, I don't care if it's Antifa, yeah, thugs, gang members. Where they start throwing punches at 80-year-old men, 80-year-old women and walkers. Boy, what cowards you guys are. What a peach your dad raised. Or your mom, or your parents for that point. It's just amazing to me. All right, guys, listen, be safe. Don't do anything stupid. And we got to step up. We got to fight for our kids. You got to fight for the country. But you got to fight for your kids first. You got to fight so that they know what's going on. They know what the truth is. That's the only way you're going to win this. That's the only way they're going to be able to fight back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Check us out at therealside.com. You can find out the days, the times, the stations we're on. Have a great weekend.